Well, howdy, friends. How y'all? This is your old woods rider, Jell Elliott, and the three knotheads. We're going to be sitting with you a spell, about 14 and a half minutes to be exact. We're down here on the creek bank under a great big old pine tree, and we'd like for you to come on down the trail and just join in there and have a lot of fun. Pull up a chair and make yourself at home.
Hey!
Yes, sir. Well, here we go again, friends, for another spasm brought to you by the Forestry Service and State Forestry Service, that is, and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Yeah, and we're going to do our best to play some of these tunes that we've been getting most requests for. Here we go with the first tune. It's a fast one. Yeah, it's a tune that we get a lot of requests for, and Robert's going to play it on his fiddle, and it's called Silver Bells. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. And that was Ms. Anderson's little boy Deacon there doing the chiming in there about the bridge somewhere. Friends, you know, I went back home the other day, went back to the old home place over there up in the hills, up there in the hills where I was raised. I used to run around over there barefooted, and boy, I'm telling you, my feet were so tough, and I'd go down through the thickets there, and them briars would see my feet coming, they'd lay down. That's the truth. Went back over there for a big family reunion. You know what that is. They just have a lot of fun. Went back over there, and I never was so surprised in my life. That's the truth, friends, when I got back over at the old home place. Well, back over there on the backside of the field, backside of the place there, we used to have a corn field over there on the backside, and I used to tote water over there to Daddy when he was plowing over there and meet him at the end of the turn row with a good cool drink, you know, drink of water And I walked around back over there, and you know that field, it ain't a field no more. No, it was a field 20 years ago. Never will forget, Daddy used to have to put fertile dink on that old poor ground out there to try to raise a few nubbins. But it ain't a field no more, friends. There's one of the finest crops of timber growing on that old wore out, washed away, used to be corn patch that you ever seen. Friends, I never saw timber grow so fast as it's growed on that old poor hill land there. And the man that's there now told me they just got through cutting it over, thinning it out for footwood. He said they cut about 10 cords of footwood per acre on that 25 acres. And they still got two-thirds of the trees left to grow more footwood. And they'll grow faster and better now that it's thinned out. Now, that makes sense, don't it? Didn't nobody have to ply it, and it didn't nobody have to tote a cool drink of water down there either. That's the kind of crop I like to raise where I don't have to fool with it. And my brother said that all it did was just throw the old field out. They just turned it out, and it just naturally seeded itself in. Now, and there hadn't been any fires in it at all. That's the main thing. And another thing, they're going to thin it again in about 5 years. He said that the forestry, local forestry man there told him that you can, he helped him there and showed him what trees to cut and sort of assisted him in thinning it out and cut it again in 5 years and probably get a third more or maybe twice as much this next time as it did this time. Boy, it sure makes me proud of the folks that's still back there on the old home place, because it was too wore out and run down to raise anything else. It's too poor to raise a fuss on, but it sure raised some good timber. And I'm telling you, I just got a big kick out of walking around out there in them pine needles, and I even pulled off my shoes and got barefooted, but I couldn't take very much of that. I had to put them back on. Clem, you want to sing a song, buddy? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to play a waltz. Robert, gather yourself up, son, and get on up here with that cornstalk fiddle of yours. We're going to play a waltz, friend. This is an old-timer. I don't know where this thing originated, but it's a mighty pretty old tune, and it's called Westphalia Waltz. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. There it is, friend. I know a lot of you old-timers out there probably enjoyed that tune. I can just see them waltzing around. I remember when I was a little old boy back home there on that old wore-out hill farm there. Mama used to get the old fiddle down and play them old waltzes, and some of her brothers and sisters would come in with their husbands and wives, and some of the neighbors would come in, and she'd play one of them old waltzes like that, and everybody'd waltz them old-fashioned waltzes, and I'm telling you, friend, it's just something to see. I think about it real often, too, especially when I go back to the old home place. Friends, I told you here a day or two ago about these free books we had for you. Free books, that's a little book. We really want you to have this little book, and your state forester man there, he wants you to have it, and Uncle Sam wants you to have it, and I know that you'll want this little book. It's really interesting. I'd just like for you to get it. It's all free. I'm going to tell you how to get it in just a minute. But in this book, it's got a lot of quotations in there out of the Bible, along with some beautiful pictures and things. And it just shows you how the Bible ties in with the woods and the forests and fires, forest fires and all that sort of stuff. Just how it comes right in there. You may not think that. You may... maybe you've never stopped to think of it, but that's right. The Bible and these forest fires, woods fires, and all ties right in hand. And we want you to have this book. And I'll guarantee you'll be so surprised. You'll be proud of this book. Now, all you do to get this book, friends, it's absolutely free. It don't cost you a thing. We're not trying to sell you a thing in the world. It's all free. You just write your name and address very plainly on a penny postcard or a letter and send it to me. Send it to me, Jelly Elliott, and the three knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to. And I'll personally see that you get this book. It'll be mailed right out to you. And when you get it, you take it right there in the quiet of your home and you read it over and you get out your Bible and compare it if you want to. And I'll guarantee you're going to be surprised. You've never seen anything like it. I know that there's thousands of you out there who's never stopped to think of what's in this little book. So don't put it off. Don't put it off, friends. We might run out. I don't know. I don't know just how big a supply we've got, but we do want everybody to have one. So sit down right now, put your name and address very plainly on a penny postcard or a letter, and send it to Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to, and we'll send you a book. Well, let's play another tune here. Yes, sir, we're going to play another tune. Slim's going to gather himself up here and just waddle up to the microphone here. Slim sings all the sad songs on the program, and here he is with a little ditty called Blues in My Heart.
dream that we'd ever part. I've got these lonesome blues in my heart.
How?
Gone is the love I couldn't hold.
Here, Robert, get these pine needles.
I feel like a lamb that's strayed from the fold. What can I do? Oh, what can I say? Blues in my heart has got me this way. Rain falling down from the sky. Sun's beginning to cry. Everything's wrong since we're apart. I wish I could lose.
Now, friends, while I'm going, I was telling you about going back to the old home place. That wasn't no tale. I just told you about going back out there and seeing that patch of timber on the old home place, and that's facts. Now, that's happening in other places, too, friends. People is waking up to the fact, and they're getting smarter and smarter or something. Now, some places will seed itself back naturally. You don't have to do nothing about it. Just turn it out. But others have to be planted. They've got to be planted. But you got to keep them forest fires out of there. It don't amount to a hill of beans. It's just like corn. You can't plant corn and then burn it up. It won't do no good. Same thing with timber. You can't. You just can't do it. That's all. It just won't grow if you're going to burn it off. So keep the forest fires out of there. Now, you can see local forestry boys, and they'll give you all the assistance you need. So see them and get in touch with them, and they'll let you know all about this planting of these trees. We got to go, friends. We've run out of time here for the day, but the announcer, he'll let you know what day we'll be back. Now, before we go, I'd like to let you know, friends, a thought here for the day. 9 out of every 10 woods fires are caused by man, the result of carelessness, thoughtlessness, or just plain cussedness. Friends, we've really enjoyed being with you today for this 14 and a half minutes here on this big old pine tree, and we'd like to have you come down our trail again. And remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.